Making the space work for me is something I've had to figure out for myself. I have a WordPress. I don't know how to do WordPress. I just got into it because I needed to have control over what I create. But all the guides I've found on about WordPress included ads, subscribers, email lists, community. I didn't want any of that. I wanted to have a space to create that was mine before I spread it out amongst other places if possible. And that's when it hit me. WordPress is my personal creation space because I can post anything I want on there. So I'm using WordPress as a space for me. Then I can share it to Medium or Twitter or wherever the heck else I want to post it to. The thing is, I don't create on Medium or Twitter. I just use it to share what I've created on my space. I'm using those platforms to spread the knowledge of me and my website and my post. That's how I'm using those spaces. All the guides for Medium are like, you should post every day. You should know the keywords or the topics to just talk on, the communities to go on, so that way you can earn. And it's a lot of work for paltry amounts. I mean, a lot of people are making a lot of money, and that's fine, but they're creating on that platform every day, but they have no control over it. So that's why I use WordPress to have a space to create as an origin source before I spread it. And I don't spread out the whole thing. I leave bits out because I can't just copy paste to Medium. But I always have a link to my website, like, oh, originally posted here. Because it's mine. So that's how I use these spaces. I don't do the normal. I mean, I'm a subscriber to Medium. I don't really think it's worth it, but I'm giving it a shot. But I think these things have a place, and it's not just do what everyone else does, it's do what works for me, do what works for you. Because otherwise, you're being put into a mold that's not you. I'm being put into a mold that's not me. So that's how I see using these platforms and having your own personal space.